Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no phonies in my solar system. Ain't no fake homies in my solar system. They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. They ain't bout it, let them moonwalk. You got haters, let them moonwalk. No phonies in my solar system. No fake homies in my solar system. They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk.
I got a temple full of jewels, women by the swimming pool.
What good business do, baby? Chess games, win a few. Winners, we never lose. We call it life lessons. But God bless it. Check it.
Let's get it, baby.
Ain't no phonies in my solar system.
No fake homies in my solar system. Money never over. Wisdom 750, new edition. All money legal, baby. No taxes, fuck the system.
I give it to you how you want me. Only melanin can judge me. Sell with diesel, polar rugbies.
You see?
Celebrate on smaller portions, talk is cheap. Time is constant, place your bet. Life's an auction if they ain't money talking. Let them
moonwalk.
El Jefe, New York.
Get it, baby.
Ain't no Judas in my solar system. Cause I got shooters in my solar system. They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk. They ain't bout it, let them moonwalk. You got haters, let them moonwalk. No phonies in my solar system. No fake homies in my solar system. They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk.
This ain't music, it's a libation. Rubber band rap, dead Caucasian.
Let's get it, baby.
Green back full of Freemasons. I'm on my 33rd.
You see?
The struggle, yeah, you never see me run from it. All money legal, so you know it's fuck the government. My Beamer ride is smooth, just like the mother shit.
You see,
we thuggin' with double G patterns. Call it quiet money fashion. Rings with the rocks and satin. Winning is a passion. I'm talking Mercury, your profit when you work with me. So I never work for free.
They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk. If they phony, let them moonwalk.
The sun.
They ain't talking.
listen. When you're lipping, and the stories wind up missing, tripping. This is different. I ain't the one now, homie. Listen, vicious. In the hospital, I'm gon' put you. You full of stitches, faded. It ain't my type of game, but fuck it, I'll play it, say it. Once you catch the same game, and I'll be the one to say it. Can't stand every single one of y'all. This real talk, I bring it to every last one of y'all. No love for them bleachers. Always pop up when I'm smoking on that potent. Never roll up nothing knowing they got doing. They be holding, I be knowing. That ain't funny, that shit is grimy. No love. They gon' block her. Don't need no doctor shots us. They gon' drop ya. Break you off real proper partner. I'm left cause you ain't half the man your mama was. No love, I'm on some shit. Sometimes that's how I get. I can't stomach these niggas. They really make me sick. Shit, I used to love these niggas. Switch, I'm finna clap these niggas. No love for them haters. Fuck you now and later. May ya death become you. Please do me a favor, take ya, left her quiet. I'ma start up a riot, and when I finish, get back to the business, no love.
Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got a call, man. Talk to me.
Yo.
Casey. Casey, what's up, man?
Nah, man, I never even hit one, man. What's up with that, boy?
How you been, man? You been MIA, man. What up?
I was handling on business. I'm in the middle of an email, just vibing out to the show, you know what I'm saying? And he's got a call.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right. I'm like, oh, no, I heard it quiet. I said, it's me. So what's up, man? How you
Casey
doing, Ben?
In the building, chilling, man. Third host of the show. What's up, Casey? What's new in your world, man?
Grinding, dog, man. Business,
oh, man.
Business.
That's good.
Hip-hop. What?
That's
ain't nothing else,
about,
baby.
Hey,
that's why we here, right?
That's why we here, hip-hop. Rocking on the radio. Hip-hop Stock Exchange Radio. We gonna get back to that heat, man. That's what it, you know how we do, Casey.
The heat right here, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Then light it up, then. Light it up.
Man, I'm on fire, dog. I'm straight
Ask
on
that.
Fire tonight, man. What's up, man? Ask me a question.
Like you gotta be high.
Hold on, my nigga, let me get saved.
You know.
Look. Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the league, yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Let me get faded. Me and Benjamin Franklin, it's like we related. Me and Mary Jane, we get so sedated. Long as you respect it, you can love it or hate it. It's the same old shit. If the rap don't work, then the can gon' flip. Just the juice bar nigga in the mango six. And my lingo kick, and I bang my shit. Hold up, let me get faded. Roll up an eighth for the sour high graded. You can copy, but you just can't paste it. You can smell the weed, but you sure can't taste it.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room, yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Hey, yo, I was young, I was getting my head broke. afraid. Mama pulling on my scalp, I'm like, goddamn, I hate it. Now I'm sitting in the coop, I'm like, goddamn, I made it. I ain't seen you in my life, how we goddamn related? Huh? That's why I get faded. No matter if I spit the hottest shit, I'm underrated. No matter if I fuck the hottest bitch, I'm still skating. We ain't dropping years, but our fans are still waiting. Got a new man and a baby, how the fuck you still hating? We ain't even touched down, but our numbers are still painting. Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated.
Yeah.
Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated. We get faded.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the
way. Yeah.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Here we go.
Yeah, let me get faded. You are now rocking with Sean, Jason, and David. We solid gold, these niggas is gold-plated. The only reason you still alive, I okayed it. Haha, yup, same old kids. Still in the hood on the same old strip. I'm sticking to the story, yeah, the same old script. If your formula works, then don't change your shit. Hold up, let me get faded. Everything's for sale, but I prefer to keep the hazelin'. Ain't about money, might as well not even say shit. Get shot or get bladed.
We
get faded. We
got same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the league, yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange, we got publicists, Deshaun rocking with us. Let everybody know what you're all about, what your company is about.
Okay. Well, it's called Celestial Caring Enterprises, and we have been in business for over 7 years. It's a public relations boutique located in Montgomery County, Maryland. We provide innovative, comprehensive communication services. So we create brand awareness for our clients. We generate traffic and leads. We tap into various opportunities for area market expansion. The services that we offer, they vary: public relations, social media marketing, publicity, media relations, event logistic management, editorial, which is basically editing services and so forth, distribution through our sub-distributor Blue Pie Productions, and crisis management. So we cover local, national, international coverage for our clients.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so we have clients
big.
All over the world.
Ben, I must say that's one of, not to knock nobody, but man, you came right out the gate, and that was very impressive.
Oh, thanks.
Very impressive. So how long have you been in business?
7 years. 7 years under the company CCE. However, I've been in this behind the scenes in the music game since, it's been, goodness, since 2003.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
With all the things your company covers, what's your favorite, you know, department? What's your favorite aspect?
I think the what I really enjoy as far as with PR is, you know, you meet a lot of different people from, you know, all the way from, you know, the up-and-coming talented artists and, you know, talented individuals all the way up to A-listers. You know, one day to the next is always a different day. There's always so much going on. You know, you can plan as much as you want, but depending on the different, you know, client projects, everything kind of takes you in different directions by each day. So I think that's just the fun part of everything is, you know, the relationships that I create and build and maintain through, you know, my client projects and so forth. I think that's just, you know, the connection with other people. And then seeing, you know, seeing their vision and their dreams and their goals, you know, being attained or come alive and, you know, seeing it as a reality and knowing that, you know, I was, you know, part of, you know, making, you know, something that's very special to them come alive. And, you know, just, you know, their success just makes, you know, that's what matters. And I think that's why I'm here is, you know, I'm giving back because I've been in entertainment on the other side of entertainment, more like, you know, more so as a performer, not doing, you know, music or anything like that as far as, but I was more so on, you know, I was, you know, into dance and on that side of things and modeling and so forth. But I'm, you know, I'm giving back and, you know, I know what it takes to really get to where one wants to be, and so that's what I strive at doing every day for my clients is getting them to where they need and want to be.
That's big. That's big, man. And you know, we have a lot of indie artists listen to us every week. What are some of the three common mistakes that you see indie artists do when trying to obtain a publicist?
No problem. One, I've noticed that a lot of artists, they want a publicist, but they're not ready for a publicist. They don't have a product. you know, you don't need a publicist if you don't even have a product. And a lot of them, they may have a product, but it's not together. They don't have, you know, they're not legitimate artists. You know, their work isn't copywritten. The coding's not connected, you know, to their product. Their name is not trademarked. You know, they're just throwing out their music, their stuff online and all over the place, but it's not doing nothing but just crowding the internet. You know what I mean? And I hate to be so, you know, straightforward and blunt like that, but that's, and it's hurting them in the long run because they're not, you know, legitimate about their business. And I say that because their music career is a business and they need to treat it as such. So I would suggest that they have a product that has gone through the legalities of, you know, getting it in order, so that, you know, the publishing and the, you know, the production, just all of that, you know, that they're signed, registered with the, you know, the correct, basically they need to make sure that they got their music registered with ASCAP, BMI, all that good stuff. So that's one thing, is that, you know, they may have a product, but it's not even ready, you know, to be launched. So that's one of the issues. Another issue is they want a publicist so that they can, you know, they, you know, brand themselves and, you know, get the visibility going and, you know, really, you know, be a star, you know, on, you know, over everyone else and so forth. However, you know, they don't really understand what's involved with the branding process and actually, you know, getting yourself and having a professional appearance. You know, I've seen some artists where, okay, for instance, one of my artists that recently had a major opportunity for him. However, if they were to go and look at his social media sites and they see nothing but, you know, negativity, you know, negative stuff going on, it looks really bad. They don't have a professional presence. So one of the things is, you know, make sure that before you even think about having a publicist is that your social media sites, your website, everything is professionally done. You have that professional appearance. You have that infrastructure set up so that you can take off, so the publicist can take off with, you know, different campaigns. You have to have the infrastructure down. A lot of artists come at me, they don't have the infrastructure together. So it takes time to have to, you know, redevelop, rebuild, and really get them, you know, get that infrastructure, you know, together first. And the third thing I would say, so the first one is the product, second one having the infrastructure. The third issue would be the budget. There's a lot of artists that they just don't have the funds to have a publicist, and that's another issue. A lot of them don't understand that there are publicists out there that that work with, you know, all kinds of budgets, and a lot of the funding that, you know, publicists, like, we have distribution, we have costs for all of our projects that we do for our clients, you know, and so that's one of the reasons why, you know, we expect our clients to pay retainers or their per project fees up front, because, you know, I know for me, I can't speak for other publicists, but I know for me, I use some of those funds towards my clients' projects. So it makes things a lot easier when, you know, I'm delivering and, you know, they should be, you know, delivering too, because, you know, this is a business at the end of the day. And, I put a lot of work, you know, hands-on work into what I do. And I deliver. So with that being said, you know, they definitely, they need a budget. They need to invest into their careers. And that's where they fell at too, is that they put their monies into, you know, different, you know, like for instance, paying for artist slots. You know, that's, I'm not trying to knock any promoters or anything, like, you know, anyone out there. But, you know, they're paying all this money to perform, but for what? Because they don't have their career organized. They don't have everything in order so that when they do those performances, they make something of it. You know, don't just go and, you know, spend your money and performing. You know, put your money where you need to put it before you do what you do so that you can reap the benefits. You know, why walk into an event and walk out the same way you walked in? I just think it's pointless. You know, so, you know, really think about where you're putting your money at before you just, you know, throw it out there in different areas and, you know, you think you got to do this, but yet you're missing, you know, you're jumping 10 steps. You know, go through the process. There's a process in the music game. I mean, there's a process, and it's got to be followed. And if it's not followed, you know, an artist is going to fail. And then you wonder why all these other artists are, you know, they're getting ahead and they're making something of their career. That's because they actually went, you know, they took a step back, they did things the right way from the get-go, and they're moving along in the process. And that's why they're able to position themselves for opportunity. They're generating income. Their music is selling. You know what I'm saying? It's real. You know, there's people that are in the business that, you know, we're out here, you know, sometimes I don't work, you know, like, you know, 9 to 5. I'm working 24 hours, sometimes all day and all night. Sometimes I don't even sleep. And they don't understand that. There are people out here that have reputable businesses that are actually really helping these artists and really doing something to, you know, to get them to that next level. You know, it's not that, you know, there's a lot of scams out here. I can't say that. There's definitely a lot of scams and a lot of people and companies doing things the wrong way. However, there's a small few of us, you know, that, you know, definitely we have our clients' best interests at heart. So I really think that, you know, the product, the infrastructure, and the budget, you know, those are the three main areas that a lot of artists, you know, fail at. They definitely, you know, need to get those three areas together first.
I don't get no realer than that. He dropped a gem on them right there. Get that business right.
Yeah. They got to treat themselves like a business.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Sean rocking with us. We going to play some heat. Come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Let's get it.
Oh yeah. Special occasion tonight. We got Pooch the Life in the house tonight. Yours truly, Ben Frank in the house tonight. Check. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up.
Come on, me back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Ball hard collecting G's here to Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she love me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit this punchline, that'll leave your head swell. I'm front line, no more playing, set trap. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack lot of jet dough. Just started the escrow, and I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chick and a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinded, dancing like they pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lazy with a God flow. Life's good now, that's why I'm stuntin' them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up.
up. Money on the table, the garden of it, pass it up. Quarter pound of that sour, your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, cut them shrimp, rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, look coast to coast, they truck dealing. USA try to play, guard children, pull a horse and match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you could f***ing re-up. Checkmate, we up, hand shot, 3 cups. Leave the round 10 sexy dang with the D-cup. See us winning, New York City, mind no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks, I can make you feel it.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh**, add it up.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got the Sean rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Hey.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So over the last 7 years, how have you seen the music industry change?
Well, it has, it definitely has changed. It's more a, you know, digital world now. And the labels are not doing what they used to do for artists. Now, you know, the artists got to, you know, already have their stuff together. They already got to, you know, be ready to just, you know, they got their budget, they got their product, and they're ready to, make the sales off the hooks and so forth. So the labels are not spending any more time really on, well, I take that back. Most of the labels, like the major labels, they're not really spending time on developing an artist. Unlike for IMG Recordings, you know, we actually, we take the time out to make sure that the artists are developed properly so that their projects run smoothly all the way from beginning to the end. So I think nowadays, you know, the industry, a lot of artists are making it whether they're in the industry or not in the industry. And when I say industry, I'm meaning whether they're with the label or not with the label, if they're independent. My whole thing is, you can make it whether you're with the label. You can make it whether you're independent. It's all about your mindset, your strive, if you have it in you to do what needs to be done and do it right from the beginning to get it done and go through the process, and you have the patience, there we go, that's the word I wanted to use, then, you know, you definitely will succeed. If you're connected with the right people, you got to be connected with the right people.
I know that's right. Which route do you feel is better for indie artists nowadays? You know, getting the major record deal or just doing it independently?
Wow, that's a tough question. I would have to, it all depends on the each individual artist. You know, what exactly are they wanting to get out of their music career? And that really determines, you know, where, if they're going to, you know, be more successful with the label or be more successful as an independent artist. I think I'm not going to knock any of the labels, one, because, you know, I'm in the labels. Two, I've also worked on the outside of labels and know that an artist can be just as successful. I think it just all depends on whether they have the resources, the funds, and the team behind them to make that happen. And 9 times out of 10, the truth is they don't. And that's why a label is so important, because, you know, we come with the resources, we come with, you know, in some situations, the funding, we come with the equipment, the team of people, of experts, in different areas of their product management. So it's, and we already know what needs to be done to get them to that next level. You know, when they're working by themselves, you know, a lot of the artists, they're not studying. They're not doing their homework. You know, they're not connecting with the right people who can help them. And they're not taking the time out to learn the business of music, because that's what it is. It's the business of music. And they can't, if they're independent, you know, honestly, they shouldn't have to worry about the business of music technically. You know what I mean? And I say they need to know it just to make sure they're not getting screwed, you know? So that way they need to know, they need to have that knowledge, that business knowledge of the music industry. But outside of the music industry, I would say that, you know, with a team, they'll be able to focus more on, well, with the team that's, you know, in a label, they can focus more on their music. So all they would need to focus on is making music, making hits, you know, just making product. That's what an artist should be able to focus on. They can't really do that when they're independent, unless they have a serious, serious team behind them. If they don't have a team outside of the label, then they're going to need a label. But if they got, you know, there are, I'm going to lie, there are some nice teams out here that are not with any label, and the teams are on point. So I would suggest, you know, artists just really go out there and, you know, make sure, you know, if they're stuck where they're at and they're not moving anywhere, they need to look back, look at their team members and say, hold up. You know, I'm still at the same place I was how long ago? So if they're still in the same place, they need to let that team, those team people go, get a whole new team who is doing business, who is making, you know, who's making, what is the word? Who can produce
make
evidence
it move, make
of
it
their, making power
make
news.
It power.
Exactly.
Yes,
that is exactly what it's about. And you'll know the ones that are making power moves. I mean, we all know who is in the industry and who is not in the industry, what they're doing and what they're not doing, you know.
Right.
And it who are the scams and who are the real ones. The snakes are there, you know, you have to really know. And you know, don't be so quick to sign. You know, don't rush into signing a deal. You know, if anyone rushes you into signing something, walk away. Because one thing, if it's legit, ain't no one going to rush anybody.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, so it's up to the artist on whether, you know, they need to figure out exactly, you know, what do they want out of their career? Do they want, you know, what success? What are they trying to do? How are they trying to make a difference? Are they just wanting to just be the next Jay-Z or something? I mean, you know, they have to really know exactly what they want, who their audience is, where they want to be. They have to know these things, because that determines, you know, whether or not they need a label or they just need a serious team behind them. So, yeah, it all depends on what they want.
Well put. I like that right there. I like that right there. What do you feel the importance is of, you know, any artist out here doing it independent of them having more than just music to provide to the people, you know. A lot of artists need more than just music nowadays, you know.
Right, right. They need to be able to connect with their audience. You know, you have to, your music needs to be felt. You know, when we listen to your music, we need to be able to relate to you, to feel you, to understand what you're saying, to, you know, to empower us, to inspire us, to motivate us. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to listen to good music. We don't want to hear the negative, you know, all that, you know. Now, if you have some parts in it where it's negative, you know, twist it and let us know, well, how did that negative get turned around into a positive? You know, because you want to make music that's universal, that anyone can listen to, that it can go on any radio station and be heard, you know. A lot of artists, you know, they're getting the music of commercial. They don't really understand what it means to be commercial, you know. And I think that, you know, this world is really going crazy, you know. The economy is just, it's a mess. You know, people need to be uplifted. People, you know, and how do we get uplifted? Through music. If you need to make music that's for your audience. Stop making music, you know, for yourself, because you ain't going to get anywhere. Make music for your audience. You know, but first you got to determine, you know, who is your target audience. It's make music that's going, you know, to make a difference in the lives of others, you know. And that's the biggest thing, is make music with a purpose. You know, so many people out here, you know, a lot of artists are just making music, but what's the purpose? What's the purpose behind that song? You know, how can you tie your song into what's going on in the world? How can you, you know, affect the communities around you? You know, I'm telling you, there's companies out here. There's sponsors out here. There's labels and management companies, booking agencies, and, you know, the whole nine yards, organizations, nonprofit organizations. You know, how can you tap into their networks? How can you do that? You can only do that if you present yourself in a way that is, you know, letting the world know that you're not just making music, but you're leaving your legacy behind. You're changing nations. You know, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, lifting people up, not bringing them down. Who wants to deal with someone where they're talking about, you know, killing and drugging and, you know, all of that stuff? Like, you know, how is that helping our children and our you know, our future generations to come? You know, and people say, oh, you know, hip-hop, the underground and the industry, the game has changed. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the underground artists. Where are they at now? They're tapping into the industry. They're doing things the right way, you know, and that's why these underground artists are so successful right now. And then you have the industry artists that they used to be, you know, doing the music that's just, you know, kind of that gangsta music. Well, now they've changed that. They've changed their whole image, and now they're making differences. They're doing things. They're you know, they're connecting with companies and organizations, and, you know, they got sponsorships. They got endorsements. Why? Because they're making music that caters to audiences all over the world. That is a positive message. You know, you can still, you know, get whatever you want to get across in a more positive way and have a nice, you know, presentable image so that people want to connect. Why would I want to give my money to somebody who is, you know, looking like they're, you know, just you know, someone listens to their music, that person wants to die or something like that. You know, why would anyone want to invest into an artist that, you know, that's walking that road? It's nothing good is going to come out of that. So, you know, surround yourself around positive people. So, you know, find out who your target audience is and make music for them.
That's right. Stop rapping about your Jordans. Stop rapping about the car that you wish you had. You know what I mean? What about
Exactly. Exactly. Because it's all a perception. And that's another thing that all these artists need to realize. And the music industry, if they're listening to me, I'm going to say it. I don't mind. I don't care. But it's what I've learned and what was taught to me. The music industry is nothing but a perception. Until you grasp that, you will never overcome that. Look it up.
That's weird.
I'll leave
that's
it like that.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Deshaun rocking with us. We got another caller on the line, 347. Talk to me. 347, you there? It's all good. It's all good. Let's Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to play some more heat. Come back. Finish chopping it up with sister. Let's do what we do.
My niggas say miracle, I'm a miracle. I ain't even gonna second guess that shit. LOX, nigga.
Funk, yeah. Flex, Lock, who you mad at?
Jamu Beat, holla at me.
Death comes in threes, you know that it's three of us. Money I ain't see enough, wait when I'm being up. I don't even kick you with a nigga, he ain't G enough. I let the Glock block you if you violate. Homie, you a hostile, that's a pig that don't fly straight. Big Willie shit'll make a nigga eyes dilate. Cocaine and heroin spots throughout the tri-state. Bitch ass nigga better pull it and make you gyrate. My homies ate whenever I ate. I'm a crooked nigga, never could I fly straight. Living hella proper, dinner in the helicopter. Playing Big Papa, chilling with the Knickerbocker. You talking business, you can talk to me. Talking bullshit, you can talk to him. That's talking to me, you wanna put a hawk in him. Food on the menu, he's done, put a fork in him.
Nigga, who you mad at? Me or yourself? 16 in the ratchet, tucked in the belt. Nigga, who you mad at? Me or yourself? Should've went and got a job if you needed the help. Nigga, who you mad at? Me or yourself? I'm just a dope boy, D-boy, acquiring wealth. Nigga, who you mad at? Nigga, who you mad at? Nigga, who you mad at? Me and yourself.
Yo, my heart is broken. This ain't hip-hop no more. These vegetables mastered the art of choking. Lame-ass songs, I mastered the art of smoking. Used to take a train to get pussy in Hoboken. Now I'm in that coupe. We all on fire by ourselves, so we can sell a garden out with the group. Gym star Razor. Still got it locked in the streets, cause my album was on Koch or Major. Rosé, Dutch in the dub. Jesus, oh, boy, man, I just killed the club. You fucking with the truth, I'm nice in the booth. 30 plus, still I relate to the youth, yeah. I stay cold, boy, fresh like French, you know. Niggas know LOX, don't mention them. Wash machine, final spin, rinsing them. Wash machine, final spin, rinsing them.
Nigga, who you mad at? Me and yourself. 16 in the ratchet, tucked in the belt. Nigga, who you mad at? Me and yourself. Should've went and got a job if you needed the help. Nigga, who you mad at? Me and yourself. Just a dope boy, D-boy, acquiring wealth. Nigga, who you mad at? Nigga, who you mad at? Nigga, who you mad at? Me and yourself.
Become accustomed to winning, you know it's not love. Ooh, the word loyalty, LOX will pop up. I done fell in love with a Colombian. Now they got me running out of space to put the money in. Where I'm from, nigga ain't eating, he ain't hungry then. You already know, if they spitting, I'm lungy in. For the record, if he ain't dead, it ain't a hit. It's less than 1,000 grams, then it ain't a brick. No, it ain't got a tax ID, it ain't legit. And if a nigga asks about me, tell him I'm on my shit. Let's get it. Walk-ups, drive-bys, headshots, high five. I can do the time, I just need a cell with Wi-Fi. Big hole, exit wound, shotguns, my side. Same adrenaline rush you get when you skydive. I'ma roll something up, cause I wanna blow. Yeah, but before I go, dawg, I just wanna know.
Nigga, who you mad at? Me and yourself. 16 in the ratchet, tucked in the belt.
women got a job if you needed the help. Nigga, who you mad at? Me or yourself? Or just a dope boy, D-boy acquiring wealth? Nigga, who you mad at? Nigga, who you mad at? Nigga, who you mad at? Me or yourself?
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got publicist Tashawn rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Hey, hey.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You wanna let us know some of the artists that you're working with that you want us to check out in the near future?
Sure. First off, I want to give a shout-out to my artist out of Midwest City, Oklahoma. His artist name is Al Smooth. We are working on a pre-promotional campaign for his forthcoming single, Pillowcases. He is managed by Rodney Dawson of Street City Enterprises. And currently right now we are launching a social media campaign through a Valentine's holiday promotion that's featuring his song Take Her Home, which is off of his first album called You're Welcome. So it's listed in the Local Heat's audio calendar for February 2014. He's on the digital album listed as the Valentine's song. So we're going to be setting that off this week. I also want to give a shout-out to my other artist in Arizona. Well, there's actually two in Arizona. One is Mikey AK and Phoenix. Mikey AK, he is from the DMV area, Washington, D.C., born in Washington, D.C., and raised in Maryland. Phoenix is from California. So they came together. They have a collaboration project that's going to be dropping this year around Thanksgiving. It's called We Made Clouds, and we're going to be setting up a promotional tour for that. Phoenix, he's had some successful releases. One is Smoke Good, Live Good remix featuring Academy Award winners 3-6 Mafia, Calm Before the Storm featuring Warner Brothers artist XV, and Smoke Good, Live Good featuring Jet Life artist Mathiza. So their campaigns are about to launch off as well. And then we have, I'm a publicist for 5050 Management out of New Haven, Connecticut. So with all their artists, one is, his name is Gold. So you'll be seeing a lot going on this year with their releases. And I have another artist out of, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Texarkana, Texas. His name is Bruce Aaron. He has a forthcoming single called Somebody. It's a pop hip-hop record. Out of his album called No Longer Afraid. So those are all of my artists under the imprint of CCE. And then I'm also, I do A&R and I'm a publicist for IMG Recordings. They have a lot of stuff about to drop off, you know, a lot of releases coming at you, a lot of great projects that is going to happen. I don't really want to speak about it because I would rather, you know, just let IMG show you. Because when everything comes out, it's going to come out like a storm. So I'm excited about that. So, they got a lot of great things going on, and not just with the artist, but with the company itself. So, it's really amazing what they have, they put together for the artists under their label. So it's really awesome. I'm also a product manager for G Music Group, who is the company's located out of New York, California, and London. They have an imprint. The artist is Jay Britt. Formerly Johnny Britt, and then also they manage C CJ Hilton, which is under the Sony imprint. So that's, I got that going on. I do product management with that company, the management company. And then I'm also a business development consultant for Blue Pie Records. That's out of Australia. And got a lot of stuff going on. You can check Blue Pie out, www.bluepierecords.com. They are, you know, strictly just, you know, amazing when it comes to dealing with the independent artists. I have one artist there's two artists from the DMV area that are currently going through distribution with them, and one is going to start the radio promotion soon. So, you know, we're working out the details for that. Other than that, I recently did PR for Leonard Marshall's Super Bowl Bash, located in New Jersey, just about a couple weeks ago. And he's the NFL legend, I should say, the New York Giants, former New York Giants, Jets, Redskins football player. He has a foundation called the Game Plan Foundation. So, you know, that just jumped off. I was just brought on to be a part of the Game Plan Foundation, so we're working out all the logistics regarding that. I have a author out of Georgia named Sylvester Lee. He has a book coming out called Making Love to the Soul. I'm currently editing that book, the manuscript, just basically redeveloping that entire manuscript right there. And then I also was just brought on the team with Clem Caserta, an A-list actor. You guys probably all know him from, he played in Analyze This, Untouchables, Robert De Niro's, you know, partner in crime, as you can say, and you know, in all of those different movies. He has a stop bullying organization, so I'll be teaming up with him on that. I have a country artist by the name of Justin Blake. He's a little bit of country soul and rock and roll. He's located out of Arizona, and he's managed by RMI Management through Mike Neely. And he has some releases going on this year, coming up, with the song Blame It on Hank and the song Country Soul and Rock and Roll. So it's a lot of different, you know, I'm involved with a lot of, you know, independent companies, a lot of management companies, labels, you know, the whole nine yards, from authors, entrepreneurs, entertainment, nonprofit organizations. And business. Small business.
Wow, that's everything. You ain't playing. Awesome. Ain't no time of the day.
Thank you. You know what? I'm a mother, so I really, what? You know, it's a lot of sacrifice. it's a heart. My heart is into it, and I love what I do. I love the people that I work with. You know, I'm connected with, you know, great companies, great artists, you know, individuals, very talented people, you know, from the, you know, from the ones that are making the music, you know, doing the music, all the way to the ones that are behind the scenes, you know, like me, like that you really don't, you know, it's not about us being out there, it's about our clients being out there. So it's just amazing. I love what I do. I've always loved, you know, being a part of the entertainment world, and you know, it's been my life. So I definitely, you know, you know, I love helping others, and it's a lot of sacrifice. Just put it that way. It's a lot of sacrifice, but it's well worth it. I have to say, at the end of the day, it's well worth it because, you know, the people that I'm connected with, as long as, you know, I keep them happy, they keep me happy, you know, we're all happy, you know, that's what matters. No matter what is going on in our lives, you know, we can trust each other. We have each other's back. And I think that speaks volumes, is the fact that, you know, you're working with, you know, major power players that answer to God. I mean, and it doesn't get any better than that.
That's real.
Yeah.
Real. Don't get any better than that. Let everybody know, you know, your website, your Twitter, and how they can contact you.
Okay. Well, my Twitter is at Coach Tashawn. My Facebook is, you can find me, you can just put in my name, is Tashawn Seaton. We also have a Facebook page, which is Celestial Caring Int, so you can find the business Facebook site there. You can reach me on LinkedIn. Just type in my name, Tashawn Seaton. I'm right there. Where else? Google Plus. Under Tashawn Seaton. So, yeah, you can just Google me, my name, Tashawn Seaton, or Celestial Caring Enterprises, and all of my, you know, contact information will come up. I can be reached directly by 209-227-4643. If you want to email me, if you ever have any questions, you can email, let's do... info at celestialcaringint.com. So that is info at celestialcaringint.com. Also, the website is www.celestialcaringint.com, which is celestialcaringint.com. I would suggest you guys check out my blog at www.coachtashawn.com. There's a lot of different artist development articles on there. And I'm about to launch a music industry blog discussion on coming up soon. I'm not sure when, but it's coming up soon, where it was from one of the artists had a question about, you know, the difference between being a commercial artist and not being commercial. So I went to different people in the industry that can shed light on that topic, and I put it into like a discussion. And so I'm going to be launching that soon. So that's going to be really, you know, very valuable information for, you know, the artists out there that want to really, you know, get down to the nitty gritty of that issue.
Wow,
so
that's hot. I like that. Yeah. It's a pleasure having you on the show.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure being on the show. I really appreciate it. Anytime.
Definitely. Send us some of your artist music, so we'll get it in rotation. You know, we got you.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Got you. That's what it is. Keep doing big things.
Oh, thank you. Always. So, definitely be sure to, what am I going to say? Hit up IMG Recordings. I want to give that website. It's www.imgrecordings.com. Also, I think I already gave the Blue Pie Records one. It's www.bluepierecords.com. So, you know, definitely hit those up. You want to know more about the Game Plan Foundation, you go to www.gameplanfoundation.com, and all the information will be there. If anyone wants to, support Leonard Marshall's cause, that would be amazing. definitely, you know, follow me. I always, you know, give out good nuggets. I always give out a lot of information. I let everyone know what I'm doing at all times. For those that don't know, it's called attraction marketing. It works.
There you go.
It's valuable. It's valuable information. So definitely, you know, when you see people doing things, you know, and if you're not doing it, you better jump on and start doing it because, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. You know, just jump onto the wheel and watch your, you know, whatever you got going on succeed by doing things that works. And I only do what works. If it don't work, I ain't doing it. And there's stuff that hasn't worked and you don't see me doing it now. So with that being said, to make sure you're connected with the right people is, at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Coach Tashawn rocking with us. All right, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That's what it is. So definitely. We're going to hear from you soon. Definitely once you get that blog going, we're going to link it up, you know.
Awesome. That will work.
For real. Keep doing great things.
Oh, thank you. God be all the glory because it ain't me. It definitely isn't.
That's what's up.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Pop, Stock Exchange Radio. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got the rundown coming up next. The hip hop news, the global politics, the economics, all that good stuff. We're gonna rock out with you. Play a little heat. Meantime, let's do what we do.
This says we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of your favorite parts of the show, the rundown, the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, all that good stuff. We're going to get straight to it. If you don't got the browser open, open it right now, www.hhse.biz. Log on, check it out. That's the site, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's get straight to it on the hip-hop news. First up, Funkmaster Flex talks about NYC hip-hop. Now, this is an interesting article, man, because if y'all don't know, if y'all in NYC listening to High 97, y'all know lately there's been a lot more NYC hip-hop being played on New York City radio ever since that whole Trinidad James thing situation went down a couple weeks ago. We have been hearing a lot more NYC hip-hop on High 97, the Power 105, which is beautiful thing. Maybe we needed something like that Trinidad James situation to happen in Brooklyn for these DJs out here to start waking up and playing NYC hip hop, you know? Mm-hmm. What y'all think?
I mean, I think it's a good idea. It's an excellent idea for him to put only strictly an NYC music. But he also has to realize this is a national show, so he might lose a lot of people listening if he's just, you know, going to just only put rappers from New York. There are other rappers out there that he can put on there, and I know that hip hop came from the New York section, but there, you know, he has to realize there's other type of music out there. Tendra was just challenging the NYC because we really haven't heard anything really good from NYC lately. Really, that was going to be, is going to have a stand and make an impact in the music world. We really haven't heard it in a while. So,
well, we out here, man. I don't know about that, because, you know, a lot of people usually say, you know, New York City, you know, stations don't play New York City artists. New York City stations only play down south rappers, West Coast rappers. But then when you go down south, you go to the West Coast, you hear them playing their own people. But when you come to New York City don't play their own people. So for Funkmaster Flex to stand up and make a change, you know, it's support, man, because we got a lot of high indie artists out here that's nice out here, that's doing their thing. They just don't get heard on the major radio stations like other regions do, how they support their own artists. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's just a new game. You know what I'm saying? It's about time. It's good to have somebody like Funkmaster Flex just put a stand down and say, you know what? Game's over. We're going to change it. You know what I'm saying? Play these undersigned hip-hop NYC talent, man. That's what a lot of DJs out here is doing now. It's about time. We ain't going nowhere. We always been here. We ain't going nowhere. We out here. The wheels getting the spins like we used to. It's all right, though. Got something for y'all. We got some good music for y'all. For real. Next up, Roc Nation Sports is set to work with Detroit Lions superstar Ndamukong Suh. It's a good look for Jay-Z. Jay-Z got another talent on his roster. Roc Nation Sports got another football player. It's a good look. It's pretty much Detroit Lions. They're pretty much known, well-known player is Suh, defensive lineman. You know, he had a lot of, you know, a bad rap in the past for really stomping out opponents, literally. A lot of flagrant fouls and stuff. But, you know, it's a good look. Another check for Jay-Z, you know.
I agree with that. I mean, you know, I'm worried about Sue's reputation, you know, my tarnished the Rock brand. Because, you know, he is a straightforward kind of guy. He's wild out there on the field, and he don't care. And his mouth can get him carried away. So, I mean, this decision that Jay-Z made, he should be, like, really paying close attention to him. So, you know, it won't damage him in the end. But overall, it's a really good idea.
Definitely. Hopefully, Jay-Z, you know, put some sense into his head, calm him down a little bit, you know?
I don't think no one can calm down soon. Forget that.
If anybody can, it's Hov, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there
you go. For real, somebody got that. For real. That's what I'm talking about. Next up, why Fabulous is the best mixtape rapper ever. Now, this is an interesting article because I ain't gonna front. Fab got a lot of good mixtapes, from the Funeral mixtapes to the Soul Tape mixtapes. He got probably the best mixtape brand out there. I ain't gonna lie. But
that's
them Soul Tapes is hot.
That's kind of straight out there. I mean, Fabulous, I mean, he was, you know, for me, he was good back in the day. I mean, I like Fabulous music. I mean, his mixtapes, I haven't heard his music, the newest mixtape he's done. So I can't sit here and really judge him and saying that this is the best mixtape ever. I mean, there could be others that's right up there where his league is. I mean, until I hear it, I can't hold judgment on it. So I'm just going to go by what other people say right now. It is the best. It is the best. I can't judge right now.
For real. They say, you know, he makes the best mixtapes in the game, which is definitely, he's definitely up there. I ain't on front because, I mean, his mixtapes are like albums. Right.
Yeah. So to keep him relevant.
Man, interesting to see. For real. Interesting debate. For real. Definitely does. Right. Next up, Jimmy Henchman starts trial in G-Unit member's case. Now, this is interesting, man. We all know, if y'all don't know, Jimmy Henchman, Jimmy Rosemond, you know, got arrested last year for, you know, all the cocaine and distributing. And, you know, everybody know he's tied to Tupac's death, and he's tied to a lot of stuff that went on behind the scenes over the last 10 years, and he finally having his day, man. All his karma caught up to him. You know what I'm saying? All these cases caught up to him. All stuff that he did caught up to him. So it's interesting stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this
do
guy.
Do dirty, get dirty.
He's a dirty guy. Very dirty behind the scenes. This guy got what is coming to him. I mean, I don't understand how someone comes from someplace, you know, how it is to struggle. And for him to, you know, still do what he was doing, but was making money off of it, and then try to have a say of who should die, who should not die. If you cross them, you're going to get yours. You know, his day is here, and I'm finally glad that hopefully he stays in jail for the rest of his life, and that he don't come out of prison, and he learned his lesson. You know, you had all the riches, and then you want to be stupid, throw it all away because you want to come after someone, or you have a grudge. And I hope he
get
what he deserves.
Yeah, wild dude, for real, for real. On the economics news, first up, record number of Americans give up their citizenship. Now, this is an interesting article, man, because, you know, times are changing. You know, a lot of people, you know, in the past, look at the United States as a place everybody wants to come to, everybody wants to come here for a better life. But a lot of people nowadays are looking at, you know, getting dual citizenships in other countries or moving to other countries when they get a little older. And, you know, America ain't really the best place to spend the rest of your life for a lot of people nowadays, you know? Times changing.
Yeah, I mean, people are liking Canada more than America right now.
Yeah,
Canada's
not a bad place. It's cold, but it ain't bad.
It's cold, but it's very cheap. You can get
free
health care, get pills like crazy. You go to school cheaply there. I mean, I remember so many guys from the streets I know, that's all they talk about is Canada. That's all they talk about. They don't want to live in America. Ooh, America is crap. Canada's where to be.
That's
and
real,
I'm not surprised people are going up. I would go, if I had a chance, I'd go up there. To, you know, and live my life there. It makes perfect sense, too, because America has so much stuff going on. First, if you're an immigrant, you've got to go through a process just to get in here. And if you call yourself it's a free country, why are we going through all these processes just to get in here? You know? And so they're getting it free, but everything's so expensive, people can't afford it. They can't live here. It's not the way it used to be. It's really not.
Definitely ain't. Definitely, yeah. I know a lot of people that, you know, either moved out or have dual citizenship in other countries. I know brothers that moved to Brazil, people that moved to Costa Rica, Canada, you know, other places, you know, in Europe, England, just to have dual citizenship or just because, you know, the way this country is deteriorating in many ways, you know, you can find a better life in other places sometimes, depending on your situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Next up, advice on buying your first home. Now, this is an interesting article. A lot of good insight on this article for people out there that's looking to, you know, get into real estate, looking to buy their first home, or just want to learn some new things about how they can go about buying their first home. Because, you know, when you're a first-time home buyer, you definitely get a lot of good government incentives. You get a lot of specialized deal for first-time home buyers. And there's a lot of options out there for first-time home buyers that, you know, people that have one or two or more homes that don't get those same advantages. So a good article to check out.
It's really right now. I think the economy is still kind of bad, but buying a home is still pleasurable. You can still get a home, and this article stressed on all the good benefits of retrieving a new home and making sure you get your home and following the rules and doing what you have to do to have it. And this is really I think the housing economy is coming back. And new people every day are about to buy their own homes. It's getting easier now, unlike before.
That's real, man. It's always better to own your own home than it is, you know, to be paying rent if you could do it. Not everybody could do it, especially depending on what region of the country you live in, what cities you live in. You know, it might be more expensive to try to buy a home than other places. I know here in New York City, like, houses out here in New York City, like, $400,000, $300,000. I mean, no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? But other cities, it's a lot more cheaper, a lot more feasible, you know, and it's a better look than paying for rent. So every situation different.
Yep.
So every situation different. For real. Definitely. Everybody check out the Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. Check that out. Definitely got to say salute to Coach Deshaun for rocking with us, publicist. Definitely, sister dropped a lot of jewels. I know any artist is going to definitely love this podcast. So this is what we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. And, you know, we're going to see y'all next week. You know how we do, Linda.
Peace out.
That's what it is. We're going to finish out with some music. You're going to rock out. Till next week, keep doing what y'all doing. Stay positive. You know, stay in your grind. Do what it do. Get it, baby.
On anything, I ain't worried about these. I'm definitely not worried about these. I'm just worried about that money.
Ha! I ain't worried about these. I ain't sweating these. I ain't chasing no poop, I be chasing that dough. Swear these rappers can't keep up, I be switching up flows. I ain't never been petty, cop that gas pack right out of Oakland. No skirts, took time perfecting my grind. I be putting in work. Stay strapped with that. Stay strapped with that. I ain't trying to get murked. I be going off that. Going off.
I ain't like them dudes. I'm different. Heard they wanna catch me slipping. I threw Louis on the luggage. Now they telling me I'm tripping. I ain't snitch. I went to prison. I ain't talk more than I listen. Ain't nobody holding water. I ain't trying to leave a witness. A phone up, that's something that
I ain't.
Shorty looking for a come up, something that I ain't. Drinking, I ain't loving, I ain't wifing, I ain't cuffing. Ain't your man, your baby daddy, and I damn sure ain't your husband.
I ain't worried about these. I ain't sweating these. I ain't chasing no poop. I be chasing that dough. Swear these rappers can't keep up. I be switching up flows. I ain't never been petty. Cop that gas pack right out of Oakland. I ain't lame, I ain't phony, I ain't fake. They gon' tell you what they is, but I'ma tell you what I ain't. Cause
don't
I
compare
ain't
me to no rap.
on fire, but I ain't trying to be cool. Barely answer my phone, I ain't trying to be rude, but I ain't trying to be stagnant, homie, I'm just trying to make moves. They say Yitty in his own like 2-3. I tell these I'm the one, no 2-3. Says she wanna do dinner in a movie, but I just wanna do hustle, I'ma do me. I'm going after this paper that's strapped up for these haters. You act up, get clapped up and patched up, no waiter. And that's a check that I can